Considering his notorious sense of humor, you might not know that Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain, is rumored to have spent the last years of his life bitter and depressed, or so goes the conventional wisdom. A new biography by an Indiana State University professor challenges that view. It presents a man who spent his twilight years enjoying worldwide fame, making trouble, and generally having the time of his life. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke to Michael Sheldon about his book, Mark Twain, Man in White, The Grand Adventure of His Final Years.
Man is the only animal that blushes, or needs to.
That's Hal Holbrook channeling Mark Twain when he was in his 70s, which is when he started wearing his signature white suit. Twain didn't do much blushing in the final 4 years of his life, according to a new biography by Michael Sheldon, professor of English at Indiana State University. The book tells the story of how the writer lived out his last years, living life to the fullest. Michael Sheldon has written biographies of Graham Greene, Cyril Connolly, and his book on George Orwell was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Sheldon was a correspondent for the Daily Telegraph of London and a fiction critic for the Baltimore Sun. His new book, Mark Twain, Man in White, was published this week by Random House. Thanks for joining me today.
It's good to be here.
The cover of your new book shows Mark Twain in his 70s, but looking very robust and vigorous, barely contained in the chair that he's sitting in, wearing a completely white suit, white hair, white mustache. Why did Twain start wearing white?
In these last few years of his life, he could tell he didn't have much time left. And he had had a number of funerals in his family where, in the previous years, where he'd worn black and was in mourning, as many people did. And he said, you know, if my death is next, I'm not going to go forward in black. I'm going to go forward in white. I'm going to make a statement that I'm going out, the showman that I am, with joy and with happiness and with style.
Do you think that Mark Twain wore white as a kind of reaction against the grieving that was going on inside him?
Yes, and against the grieving that was going on in his family. After his wife died in 1904, his daughter went into such deep mourning that she wore black from head to toe. And Twain understood that that's what people were going to do then, have long periods of mourning, but he didn't want to be a part of it. And he said, if I have to wear black in mourning or otherwise, it's just going to depress me. So I'll wear white and make a statement.
What drew you to write this book?
I always liked Twain, and I wanted to write a whole biography, cradle grave of Mark Twain. But those had been largely done, and I thought the one glaring omission was this period in which he was putting on a real show for all of us and was aware of it, knew we'd all be constantly attracted to that period of his life. And yet I thought it was misunderstood.
What does your book tell us about Mark Twain that we didn't know before?
Well, for one thing, the idea that he was so full of life at the end, not this man who's in despair or gloom, that some of his friends were amazed, even up to the end, last few weeks of his life. He was still taking stairs three at a time. He was a trim 154 pounds, a little over 5'8", very strong and vigorous. If he hadn't been such a smoker of those awful cigars, he smoked the smelliest
cheap cigars,
and they really took a toll. Most people said they would have killed anyone else at the age of 30, but Mark Twain was able to smoke them all the way up to 74, and the doctor tried to get him to cut down entirely, but he said, if you don't, you'll die. And Twain's comment was, well, I don't care for death, but I do care for smoking, so I'll keep on smoking.
The last 4 years of Mark Twain's life that you document in the book were pretty tumultuous, full of Twain getting into trouble. Did he seek out all of these situations, or did trouble just find him?
There was always a bit of Tom Sawyer in Mark Twain. He liked to get into trouble. Not too much trouble, but he certainly liked to raise eyebrows. He liked to pick fights. He picked a fight with Mary Baker Eddy of the Christian Science Church. He picked fights with more powerful people like King Leopold of Belgium, whom he thought, he considered Leopold as a monster who was guilty of a lot of atrocities in the Belgian Congo, which he was. He didn't much care for Teddy Roosevelt and used to make fun of Roosevelt a lot. He wasn't afraid of tackling the powerful.
In his final years, Mark Twain was quite a ladies' man, wasn't he?
You know, women loved Mark Twain. He really was a handsome figure. And whenever he was among a group of women, young women, old women, middle-aged women, young girls. They all wanted to stroke his hair, in some cases give him a kiss. He really wasn't a sexual creature at this point in his life, but he loved the affection and the attention. And he came home from a party one night where a bunch of Broadway actresses were, and someone asked him how the party went, and he said, "It was a kissing bee."
What do you hope readers will get from your book?
Well, you know, the readers I've had so far, the book's just been out a week, but several people were, of course, reading early copies, and I've had early readers. The thing that touches me is a lot of them say they felt they got to know Mark Twain and feel privileged by it, which is what I felt at the end. We don't get to know too many people well in our lives. And I think if a biography does its job well, it gives you that chance to spend time with somebody, somebody extraordinary, and not only bask in their good fortune and genius, but also maybe raise the level of your own life a few notches because you've been challenged by seeing this other life. What's possible, what you could do with your own life if you would reach a little farther.
I've been speaking with Michael Sheldon, professor of English at Indiana State University and author of the just-published biography, Mark Twain, Man in White, The Grand Adventure of His Final Years. Mr. Sheldon, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Well, you just have to remember that man was made at the end of the week's work.
Michael Sheldon's book, Mark Twain, Man in White, The Grand Adventure of His Final Years, is published by Random House and available through your local book dealer. Sheldon is currently at work on a book about former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill.